صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم. Mercy upon mankind. صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madrin channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are back with our program, The Cure of Every Illness, Salli ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, during this program, we talk and we discuss and we mention different inspiring ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the accounts of the pious predecessors rahimahumullahu ta'ala in relation to the excellence of salawat. Today's episode is going to be slightly different, as I am not going to be mentioning the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam in relation to the excellence of reciting Durood-e Pak. Rather, today inshallah ta'ala, the hadith I am going to be sharing with you is going to be about the admonitions and the consequences of missing salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes people assume that it is a good thing to recite salawat, but we must also know and also realize that as long as reciting salawat is a good thing, missing the recitation of salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam when it is necessary, this is extremely bad as well. So this is something that we all need to take into consideration, that although reading salawat on a normal day-to-day basis is a good action, but when it becomes necessary for us to recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then we must make sure that we all recite salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, I'll begin with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in this regard as well. It has been narrated by Sayyiduna Ka'ab bin Ujra radiyallahu ta'ala, who has narrated that the final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he once gave an order that set up the pulpit, meaning set up the minbar. And when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he began to mount the minbar and he got onto the first step of the minbar, the first stair, he said, Ameen. Then on mounting the second stair again, he sallallahu ta'ala wasallam said, Ameen. And then after mounting the third stair, he sallallahu ta'ala wasallam once again said, Ameen. And then when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam came down from the minbar sharif, the companions alayhim ridwan, they requested in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, we heard you say something which we have never heard you do before. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, that as I was ascending the minbar, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me. And he made a dua. And the dua that he made was, that made the one who finds Ramadan, but does not gain forgiveness in it, be ruined. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam heard this dua of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam and said, Ameen. Then when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when I put my foot on the second step, Jibreel alayhi salam made the next dua, that made the one who hears the mentioning of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, but did not recite Durood-e Pak on the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, may he be ruined. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam again said, Ameen, on this dua of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. And then when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam took the foot onto the third step, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam made the dua that may the one who finds either both of his parents or either one of them in old age, and they do not make him enter paradise, be ruined. And the ulama mentioned that the meaning of this is that he does not take care of his parents in this old age. He does not achieve paradise due to taking care of them in their old age. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he said Ameen on this dua as well. Viewers of Madani channel, let's stop here for a moment and ponder upon this scenario. Who is ascending unto the pulpit? It is the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is the best of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And he, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is climbing onto the Minbar Sharif, and he is saying Ameen to the dua of who? Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam, who is the chief of all of the angels. That creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are ma'soom. The angels, and it is mentioned in the accounts that the angels, they are the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in number. They are the most amount of angels out of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we take into account the jinn, the humankind and animals, the angels, they are the greatest in number. And their chief is Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. So Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam is making the dua, and Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he is saying Ameen to these du'as. So what is the first du'a that Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam made? That made that individual who found the month of Ramadan, but he was unable to gain his forgiveness, may he be ruined. And Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he said Ameen to this du'a. Now the question we need to ask ourselves is, how many Ramadans have passed in our lifetime? And can we say that in any of those Ramadan al-Mubaraks, we have been successful in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have become pleased with us, and due to that had forgiven us for our sins as well? Yes, when we look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will always be hopeful to gain that mercy and gain forgiveness from Allah. But we need to think to ourselves, how have our Ramadans in our life up until now gone? How have we spent these Ramadan al-Mubaraks? Have we spent them in the worshipping and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or have we spent them like normal days and in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Definitely, this is something that we need to ponder upon, we need to think about. And this is one of the messages of this program as well, that we ponder upon the narrations that we are being mentioning. And we try and see how well these our life is in accordance to these narrations. How is our Ramadan and Mubaraks passing by in our lifetime? We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to reach the next Ramadan in our life. Allahumma balligna Ramadana bi sihhati wa afiyah. We should make this dua all the time, that Allah allows us to meet the next Ramadan of our life, so that we can gain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that Ramadan al-Mubarak, insha'Allah ta'ala. But every time Ramadan comes, we need to switch on and we need to prepare ourselves, and we need to make sure that we are focused in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased with us. Carry out those actions that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the first dua of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala was ascending and mounting onto the minbar. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala he said Ameen to this. The second dua was in relation to our topic and in relation to our silsila about salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, in which Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he made the dua that whenever the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala is mentioned and someone does not recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, may he be ruined. Now me and you, we need to think about this as well, that how many of us, whenever the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is mentioned, we recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. This is a question we need to ask. Sometimes, for example, when we go to Salatul Jumu'ah and we listen to the Imam Sahib's bayan before Salatul Jumu'ah, or we attend any of the weekly ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islami, the Madani Halki of Dawat-e-Islami, the study circles of Dawat-e-Islami, and the mentioning of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is done. Or even when you are watching Madani channel and the mentioning of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is done, how many of us every single time we recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? What we should be doing is there and then immediately be reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. If we don't, the ulama mentioned that it is possible that an individual, he makes up for that afterwards. And this is why the ulama, they continuously encourage us that on a daily basis we are to recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. For instance, if there was any time we were in any sort of gathering where the mentioning of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was done, but we did not recite salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, then in that scenario, then our recitation of Durood-e-Pak, salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, afterwards throughout that day that will cover that mentioning of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam and durood e pak at that time inshallah ta'ala. So let's make firm intentions inshallah ta'ala that whenever we are in any gathering, we are sitting anywhere, we are in any other place, and the mentioning of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is done, then we will also send salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And throughout our silsila, our program, from episode 1, we have been mentioning different virtues and excellences of sending salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We mentioned in the previous episodes that someone who sends salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala just one single time, he will receive 10 mercies from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So 10 mercies from Allah each time we recite durood e pak upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, when you are involved in the Madani activities of Dawat-e-Islami, the religious works of Dawat-e-Islami, inshaAllah ta'ala, you will get many opportunities to mention the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and also recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So let's take this upon ourselves, focus ourselves on this one action inshaAllah ta'ala and gain the benefits of this as well inshaAllah ta'ala. And the third dua that was mentioned by Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam was that may the one who finds both of his parents or either one of them in old age and they don't make him enter into Jannah. And the ulama, they mentioned the commentary of this, the meaning of this is that he does not take care of them in their old age, and due to him taking care of his parents in their old age, he does not enter into Jannah. So here we need to think to ourselves, viewers of Madani Channel, I want you to ponder how many of our parents are in this old age that we can look after them, we can take care of them, we can help them and assist them in their daily activities, inshaAllah ta'ala, by means of this, gain the mercy of Allah and gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then inshaAllah Allah will enter into Jannah for the sake of us taking care of our old parents, inshaAllah ta'ala. This is something that we need to think about ourselves. Unfortunately, in our society, in this day and age, there is a huge growth of old people's homes. And unfortunately, in these old people's homes, even Muslim parents are being admitted into these old people's homes, whereas their children are well and good, and they can look after their parents, they can take care of their parents, but rather what is happening is that the children, they are sending their parents to these old people's homes, and then what the parents have to face in these old people's homes, many of you may be aware of this. So this is something that we all need to take consideration, be very considerate about this matter, and look after our parents. Just think about the amount of struggles and difficulties that our parents went through to bring us up. And today, how are we treating them? This is something that every parent who has later on, he's got married and now he's become a parent, he realizes that when he gains, Allah blesses him with children. And the difficulty and the troubles that he faces for his children, that is just a drop of the difficulties that our parents face for us. So we need to honor and respect our parents. We need to look after our and take care of our parents as well, inshallah ta'ala. If we do not, then maybe we will fall victim of this dua of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. Where Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam made the dua that may he be ruined who finds both of his parents or either one of them in old age and he does not enter into paradise. We may fall victim to this dua of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, and remember Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salam is the one who has said Ameen to this dua. So this is something that we need to take into consideration and remember that this is what our silsila is all about, that we learn from these narrations that we are being mentioned inshaAllah ta'ala. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madin channel, let me go on to another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in relation to the same thing that on the mentioning of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, someone not reciting durood e pak. The narrator of this particular hadith is Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And he narrates from the final messenger sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam that the one who did not recite salawat upon me on listening to the mentioning of my name missed the way to paradise. We need to think, do we want to miss the way to Jannah or not? Definitely we don't want to miss the way to Jannah. Our ultimate goal is to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bounty and the reward of that is that Allah will enter into us into the gardens of Jannah, inshallah ta'ala, through the sadaqah and through the sake of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in this particular narration that I've just mentioned to you, he mentioned that if someone did not recite salawat upon mentioning of my name, then he has missed the way to Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from this. That whenever we hear the blessed mentioning of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, we recite salawat upon the messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. It means, the ulama, they mentioned that the meaning of this is that the one who forgot to recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam forgot the way to Jannah. So we need to pay attention towards this, as it is a clear warning for the one who did not recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, despite hearing and listening to the mentioning of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, he missed the way to Jannah. To make our mindset to get into the habit that whenever the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is mentioned, then we recite salawat upon the beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. This will save us from destruction, and inshallah ta'ala it will enter us into Jannah, and it will save us from the fire of hell as well, inshallah azza wa jal. So each time the mention of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam is done with love, respect and reverence and honor, we are to send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and gain the blessings of this as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Now, inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to mention a narration from one of our pious predecessors, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. It is mentioned that when Abul Abbas Ahmed bin Mansur, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, passed away, one man from Shiraz saw him in the dream and he was present at the mihrab of the Jami Masjid of Shiraz. And he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was wearing a beautiful dress and a crown made of precious stones. That man that saw him in the dream asked, that how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you? And he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, told him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave me and I was showered with respect and honor because I was blessed with the privilege to enter into Jannah. The man asked him that what deed was it that caused this reason of respect and honor? And he told him that I recited durood-e-paak, salat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala in abundance. For this respect and honor that I received, it is for the reason of me sending salawat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, my dear Islam, Buddhism viewers on Madini channel, we see the immense blessings of the recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala in this world, that one of our pious predecessors, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they mention that they received respect and honor in the hereafter and were made to enter into Jannah, due to the fact that they would recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam abundantly in this world. If we want to also benefit like this in the hereafter, each one of us should also try and make it part of our routine that we all send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam abundantly throughout our lifetime, inshallah ta'ala. Every single day of our life, try to continuously and constantly send salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam and gain the blessings and the benefits of this in this world as well as in the hereafter, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned by one Sufi, Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, that he says that I saw an individual named Mista in my dream after his death. And the man was in a very jolly way by nature. And the Sufi asked him, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you? Mista told him, Allah Azza wa Jal forgave me. So he asked him that which act became the reason for your forgiveness. And he told him that I used to write a hadith under the guidance of the muhaddith. And he explained a hadith and I wrote it. And then the hadith, one day, my teacher recited durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, and I also recited durood loudly with him. When I recited durood loudly, all of the people that were present in that gathering, they also recited salawat loudly. And this recitation of salawat loudly by me and their recitation of salawat as well, this became the means for my forgiveness on that day as well. So my dear Islam, whenever you are in a gathering and the mentioning of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam takes place, recite salawat slightly loudly, not too loud, but considerably loudly, so that other people that are sitting next to you, they also hear the recitation of durood paak, and it reminds them as well that we are to send salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And this is one of the reasons as well, alhamdulillah, in the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami, this Madani Tahriq of Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah, we have the call of Sallu alal Habib, Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in which the Muballigheen and Amir al-Sunnah, Dawud Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, give us this call that we constantly are reminded that we are to send salawat upon the beloved, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then when everyone hears this call, Sallu alal Habib, immediately they recite Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They recite salawat upon the Messenger, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So our gatherings are not void from the remembrance of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, because at the end of the day, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is beloved to us. We love and we are devoted towards the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And definitely someone that you love mentioning and talking about him as well. And alhamdulillah, for a believer, there is no one more beloved than the beloved of Allah, the greatest creation of Allah, the final messenger of Allah, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is our life. He is the soul of the universe. He means more to us than anything in this world. More to us than our parents, our children, and even our own lives. So we love mentioning him, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And absolutely we love praising and reciting salawat and salam upon him, Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So what we need to take back from these episodes, this program, the cure of every illness, Salli ala Muhammad, is that we all send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam throughout our lifetime abundantly, insha'Allah ta'ala. May each and every one of our mornings, evenings and nights be in the remembrance and in the mentioning of the beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in this remembrance, may we live our life, and in this remembrance, may we leave this world as well. And in this remembrance, may we be raised on the Day of Judgment as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. And whilst remembering the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may we be entered into Jannatul Firdaus without accountability in the companionship of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Until next time, keep reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Keep enjoying and benefiting from the various other programs of Madini Channel, and inshallah we will be back with another episode of our program, The Cure of Every Illness. Salli ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mercy upon mankind. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.